This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And today, in this hour, we're going to talk about something that's, well, on the minds of a lot of people, and that is, can we live forever? The book is called Immortality Incorporated: Renegade Science, Silicon Valley Billions, and the Quest to Live Forever, by Chip Walter. We should point out that he's the CNN bureau chief, author of a number of great books, including Last Ape Standing, the 7 million-year story of how and why we survive. So today we're going to talk about immortality. And if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic, then give us a call, and why don't you go to my website? My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. We have 3 million fans on Facebook. We have about 1 million fans on Twitter every week. And you can see the New York Times bestsellers that I've written. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity. Our humanity in outer space. As we go back to the moon, as we go to Mars, explore the solar system, and maybe even beyond. Well, today we're not going to talk about outer space. We're going to talk about inner space. And that is the quest for immortality. The book is called Immortality Incorporated. You know, Silicon Valley billionaires have changed the landscape of this space program. NASA was long considered to be the agency to nowhere. I mean, NASA didn't go anywhere anymore, but that's all changed now. Now we have Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, we have big corporations like SpaceX and Blue Origins pumping billions and millions of dollars to rejuvenate the space program. But why not? Why not have Silicon Valley billionaires find the secret of immortality? Well, think about it for a moment. Think of the ancient texts that go back thousands of years into the past. One of the oldest is called the Tales of Gilgamesh. Parts of that book were incorporated actually into the Bible. And Gilgamesh was a warrior who was on a quest, a noble quest, and the book talks about all his adventures. But what was he looking for? He was looking for the Fountain of Youth. And in fact, if you read the Bible very carefully about the story of Adam and Eve, the apple, what is the apple? It's the apple of knowledge, but the knowledge of what? Including immortality. And God apparently, at least in one translation, was fearful that man could become like us, immortal like the gods. And speaking of the gods, in Greek mythology, we have a very famous story of the perils of living forever. In the Greek mythology, there's the goddess of the dawn, Aurora, a beautiful goddess who was immortal, lived forever, but she fell in love with a human, a mortal by the name of Tithonus. And Aurora pleaded with Zeus, the god of gods, and said to Zeus, "Please make my boyfriend immortal." Well, Zeus took pity on Aurora, so he granted the gift of immortality to this human, Tithonus. However, Aurora made a mistake, a huge mistake, a mistake that let's hope that we don't make, and she forgot to ask for eternal youth. So every year, Tithonus would live forever, but of course he got older, more decrepit, fell apart, and became nothing but a bag of bones toward the end. And so that's the lesson here. Yes, you can find the fountain of youth, but be sure to ask for not just immortality, but eternal youth as well. And speaking about eternal youth, there's the mythology surrounding the first emperor of China. Emperor Qin in 200 BC was the first to unify all of China, but he was getting old, and he assembled all his princes and admirals together in one gigantic fleet, and he said, "Find the fountain of youth, or don't come back." Well, of course, they did not find the fountain of youth. But all these enterprising princes and admirals went into Asia and founded, according to myth, founded Japan and Korea. So one consequence of the fountain of youth was not immortality, but Japan and Korea. Well, once again, with us today is Chip Walter, CNN, former CNN bureau chief, author of the book, Immortality Incorporated. So, Chip, when you were a kid, what got you interested in science, journalism, and what made you write this book about how Silicon Valley billionaires are searching for the fountain of youth?
Well, first of all, that opening was great. It was really a terrific, it's a great preamble to the whole book that we're talking about. For me, I think I probably, to be honest, started to get interested in science through comic books and then science fiction. And I remember reading Ray Bradbury's Martian Chronicles and immediately having to sit down and write my first short story. Later, after I was a bureau chief at Cable News Network, I really wanted to get into something deeper. And Carl Sagan's Cosmos series was, you know, something that was, that had come out around that time, and Ascent of Man I had seen, and I just thought I'd really like to dig my, you know, get my teeth into something more substantial than, you know, everyday news. And so that led to a series of science documentaries, PBS documentaries that I got involved in and wrote and produced, and then those eventually led to my first books, and now I'm writing my fifth science book.
And why immortality? I mean, what was so tantalizing that steered you in the direction of documenting how Silicon Valley billionaires are changing the whole landscape of searching for the fountain of youth?
Well, I guess I kind of backed into it. First of all, it's a subject that I've always found interesting. I mean, life is so exciting. There's so many things to do, so much to learn. And you just really don't feel like you can get it all done in the time span that we have. So I think that was one reason why that idea rattled around to me. And then, of course, as a science journalist, I was always searching for exploring big questions, but not from a philosophical point of view or from a mythological point of view, but from a scientific point of view. How, you know, could we really understand and solve some of the big problems that we face? Space exploration is a great example. So I thought, where was science on this? You know, I knew that there were lots of advances taking place with genomics and genetics and, you know, computer science. And so I thought, there's got to be something out there. And when I, frankly, at first, when I looked around, I didn't find anything that was really seemed to be changing the game. And then, you know, the word came out, you know, I was just keeping my eye on things, and word came out about Calico. And then shortly after that, Human Longevity, Inc., and I looked at the players that were involved. I could see that Google was involved. I could see that Arthur Levinson, who had been the chairman and CEO of Genentech, you know, the first biotechnology company. And of course, Craig Venter was involved in Human Longevity, Inc., and he was one of the people that really accelerated the sequencing of the human genome. And then Ray Kurzweil, I felt, was involved in this, too. You know, I had met Ray. I knew about his work. And I knew he was one of the first people to try to make a solid scientific case.
Okay, Chip, we're going to have to take a short commercial break, but after that, we're going to jump right into your book, Immortality Incorporated. Can we find the fountain of youth? Will Silicon Valley billionaires open the heavens for space exploration, and will they also find the secret of immortality? Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call if you want to get on 100 radio stations. The number to call is 612-564-8135 and ask that question, and maybe you can get on national radio. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Chip Walter, former CNN bureau chief, author of a number of great books, including Last State Standing, The 7 Millionaire Story of How and Why We Survived. And his latest book is called Immortality Incorporated, Renegade Science, Silicon Valley Billions and the Quest to Live Forever. Well, first of all, let me say that I personally believe that immortality is achievable. I mean, after all, in Mother Nature, we'll talk about this later, there are animals which live forever. They never die. And why not us? However, let me play devil's advocate for a second. There are a lot of quacks out there, too. In fact, every time you go to the drugstore and you see all these advertisings talking about, you know, take 20 years off your lifespan and stuff like that, most of them is a bunch of bunk. However, let's talk about your book. Now, in your book, you start off with Alcor, an organization which promises to freeze people's bodies who are, let's say, on their deathbed, and perhaps at some point in the future thaw them out so they could then benefit from advanced medical technology. Well, some scientists have called this a fraud in the sense that nobody has ever been frozen and then revived any more than just a few hours. So some people think it's a fake. But what are your thoughts? You start off the book this way. What are your thoughts about the fact that some celebrities, in fact, have paid hard money to freeze their bodies on death?
Yeah, the reason why I decided to kind of start the book with Alcor was because I thought if there was anybody out there on Earth that I could find that was really determined to remain alive forever, or at least someday attain, you know, an extremely long life, I thought the people that had signed on for Alcor would be those people. So I wanted to investigate that question. And then, of course, I wanted to explore the science of it and see, you know, how solid the science was. And, you know, I thought it was pretty interesting, actually. I mean, I think that this is an ever-changing, cryonics is an ever-changing science in itself. And I think it's improving. It's certainly true that no one has been revived, and I don't expect that anyone will soon be revived, because the people that have passed away and are now cryogenically frozen are, you know, in pretty bad shape. They passed away. So you not only have to try to bring these people back, you have to also rejuvenate them and eliminate all the diseases that killed them in the first place. But it seemed to me a good place to kind of raise the question for people that were reading the book to say, oh, wow, I never really thought about it that way. I never really thought it was even feasible. And so it was a way to begin the introduction. But as you'll see in the book, sort of come to the conclusion that not even the people that have signed on to Alcor would really want to be frozen. If they could avoid it, they would just like to live incredibly long lives, healthy lives.
I should also point out that some scientists have said that when you freeze the human body, ice crystals form inside the cell, begin to expand, and then rupture the cell wall. So once you thaw out tissue, you basically have created an enormous amount of damage. So there's no way that you can revive living tissue simply by freezing. However, you also mentioned right. Calico and Google, where we're no longer talking about fringe science, but we're talking now about mainstream scientists who are beginning to seriously think about, well, even making money on this, but dumping millions of dollars into research. So tell us a little bit about Calico and Google.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story, and I feel like I was lucky to get on the inside of that story, because Calico and Art Levinson, as the CEO, haven't talked to anyone else except me about it. Well, the story basically goes like this: Bill Maris, who was the CEO of Google Ventures, had been talking with Ray Kurzweil. And Kurzweil, and he was just really taken with some of Kurzweil's thinking about, radical longevity, what he called radical longevity. And so he began to think about it. He had lost his father to brain cancer early in his life, and other people in his life. And so Maris began to think about it, and he thought, well, Silicon Valley, we've got Google Ventures. Why can't we create a company that actually tackles this, but tackles it, you know, scientifically? And so he began to kick that idea around, and he talked with Larry Page, who was the head of Google, and, you know, other people in the company, and they all liked the idea. They thought, yeah, let's give it a shot. But the big question was, well, who's going to run the company? And somewhere in there came the name of Arthur Levinson, but everyone said, well, you're never going to get Arthur Levinson. He's the chairman of Apple. He's already dialing down his work with Genentech. But they gave him a call anyhow. Bill Maher said, well, let's give it a shot. And so they gave him a call anyhow, and he said, wow, that's a really interesting idea. And eventually there was a big meeting that I tell about in the book with Larry Page and Bill Maher and Sergey Brin and a few other people. And basically Larry Page said to Art Levinson, he said, what do you think of this idea? And Levinson said, well, it's really hard. In fact, I don't think it's a very good business proposition. So I'm not sure it's a great idea. They hadn't asked him if he would run the company at this point. He just thought they were asking for his opinion. And Larry Page came back to him and said, well, not sure I agree with that. What if I essentially provided you with all the resources and all the time that you needed? And Levinson said, well, that's another story. You know, that is interesting. And he said, well, would you do it? And he said, yes, absolutely. And that's how it got started. And eventually $1.5 billion, and this is just the start, been invested okay. in the company to get it rolling.
Now, let me ask you a question. Back in the 1970s, President Richard Nixon, with a lot of fanfare, declared a war on cancer, that modern science of the 1970s would finally cure cancer. Well, many people think that cancer won and that we lost and that millions were wasted because the basic genetics were not known in the 1970s. It wouldn't take until we finally got the Human Genome Project that we begin to realize the enormity of the fact that cancer is really basically hundreds of different kinds of genetic defects, each of which can cause a cancer tumor. So some people said the war on cancer was throwing money down the drain. What are your thoughts about whether or not Google is also throwing money down the drain, or do they have some angle that hasn't been tried before?
Well, I think one of the things that Larry Page was saying was, yeah, we might throw millions, even billions of dollars down a black hole here, but we're willing to give it a shot. This is what they call their moonshots. It's obviously an incredibly complex problem. And I think that one of the things that Levinson was saying was that he felt that so much of longevity research just hadn't been done very well and that it needed to be highly rigorous. And so he wanted to make sure he brought in people to the company that would do that kind of research. And he actually used cancer as an example because he felt that no one had been making any real progress on cancer until they got into the genetics. And really began to get down to the molecular science and make some progress. So, I mean, obviously they don't want to throw money away, and I'm not sure that there is a particular angle except in the sense that they want to really look at the true science of this and get down to the molecular level. And I thought that they were doing some fascinating things, one of them being how they would look at different animals that live unusually long and how they're often very similar to other animals that don't live unusually long. So what are the genetics there? What are the differences between those two different kinds of animals? We could use some examples of that. And if you can find out what the difference is between those animals, you know, what are the genetic switches, then you might be able to flip those same switches in humans and change the underlying reasons why we age in the first place.
Well, a number of leads, very promising leads, are being looked at. One of them is the biological clock. The fact that every cell, like your skin cells, divide about 60 times and then go into senescence and eventually die. But you can stop the clock. Well, we'll talk about stopping the clock after the commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. And if you want to get on the show and have your questions heard on 100 radio stations, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At a news conference, the Trump administration announced a new round of economic sanctions against Iran in response to the regime's missile attacks on Iraqi military bases hosting U.S. and coalition forces. The sanctions were announced by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
Today's sanctions are part of our commitment to stop the Iranian regime's global terrorist activities. The President has been very clear. We will continue to apply economic sanctions until Iran stops its terrorist activities and commit that it will never have nuclear weapons.
Trump, in a statement delivered after Mnuchin and Pompeo spoke, said the sanctions will have a major impact on the Iranian economy and they will remain until the Iranian regime changes its behavior. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is Chip Walter. He is a former CNN bureau chief. He's an author, journalist, filmmaker, and he's the author of a new book called Immortality Incorporated. I mean, think about it for a moment. Silicon Valley billionaires are opening their checkbooks and funding the space program. Think about that. New ideas, new energy, new initiatives are being introduced into the space program by Silicon Valley billionaires, and their next target could be you and me and our lifespan. I mean, the question is, why do we have to die? I mean, in the animal kingdom, there are animals which apparently live forever. And there's no law of physics that prevents us from living forever. Well, the book is called Immortality Incorporated, Renegade Science, Silicon Valley Billions, and the Quest to Live Forever. Well, Chip, let me talk to you about one of many promising leads that are being looked at. One of them is the so-called biological clock. As the chromosomes get shorter and shorter, the telomeres at the end of the chromosomes fall apart, the chromosome disintegrates, and, well, let's face it, you eventually die. So we're programmed in some sense to die, and there's an enzyme called telomerase which stops the clock. This is amazing. We had a guest on our show showing that in Menlo Park you can actually get a petri dish of skin cells that divide forever. Instead of dividing 60 times, they've now divided thousands of times, and they have now been immortalized. A new word has been added to the English language, to immortalize a cell. Now, there's a catch, of course. There's always a catch someplace. Otherwise, we'd all be living forever right now, right? There's a catch to this, and that is telomerase is actually used by cancer cells. Cancer cells also stop the clock. In fact, that's one reason why cancer cells are immortal. And so we have to be very careful. You don't want to proliferate telomerase and then find out that you're also proliferating cancer as well. Well, Chip, what are some of the promising leads being looked at by these top scientists who now have the backing of Silicon Valley billionaires?
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't look like just now there's a huge breakthrough, you know, some insight that says, oh, okay, we've got it figured out. I think that, you know, what I'm writing about in the book are in Calico and Human Longevity Inc. in particular, and Cellularity, another company that's in the book, are the different ways that you may be able to attack the fundamental problems. The way Calico is looking at it, for example, or they have looked at some of those animals. So I'll use a couple of quick examples. There's all kinds of whitefish in the world called perch. They live 3 or 4 years. There is a particular kind of fish that's very similar to perch called orange ruffy. They live 300 years. Why do they live 300 years? Why do these other animals only live a few years? There's also the naked mole rat, which I have to admit is one of the ugliest animals that you'll ever see, but it is a mammal, highly intelligent mammal, and for some reason they live, they don't seem to die. Or I shouldn't say they don't die, they don't seem to age. They live up to about, on average, 35 years, whereas the average, you know, lab rat will live 3 years, 4 years. And there's, again, why is it that they are able to live this long? They apparently have incredible...
Okay, Chip, we have to take yet another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your new book, Immortality Incorporated. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call, and maybe your thoughts will be heard on 100 radio stations. The number to call is 612-564-8111. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe you can get on national radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on the air and have your thoughts heard on about 100 radio stations, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, once again, our special guest today is Chip Walter, former CNN bureau chief, author, journalist, filmmaker, and author of a new book called Immortality Incorporated. I mean, after all, Silicon Valley billionaires have rejuvenated the space program. In fact, we may have a traffic jam around the moon with SpaceX, NASA, Blue Origin, and now the Chinese, all fielding moon rockets. Not just one, but four. Four different types of moon rockets that may take us to the moon. Well, another moonshot is immortality. Is it possible that we can find the fountain of youth? Now, Chip, you mentioned Ray Kurzweil. We actually had him on the show. He's, of course, a distinguished futurist talking about the exponential explosive growth of technology. But privately, he confided to me that he takes, 100, 200 different pills because he would like to live long enough to live forever. In other words, even though we don't have the fountain of youth now, in the future we will have the fountain of youth, and he wants to live long enough so that he will live forever. In other words, sad to say, our generation may be the last generation to die. After our generation, perhaps our children, our grandkids may have the option of living forever. So, Chip, do you advocate this regimen of taking 100, 200 pills, which is what Ray Kurzweil does?
Yeah, I think his wife once said that he had two great talents. One was that his intelligence, and the other was that he could swallow a lot of pills. and he obviously can, and he believes in it. And I don't think that it's entirely crazy to do that, although it may be difficult every day, because I think that, you know, as you get older, the body breaks down, and there are certain minerals and, you know, hormones that are probably useful to have, because one thing we know is that there's always a little bit less of everything as we age. The question is what exactly works and what doesn't work, and so that's a much more inexact science. So it's just one way for Ray to hedge his bet. You know, he is a big believer that science is accelerating rapidly and that therefore we may solve some of the problems that we talk about in the book and solve them rather rapidly. And personally, I think we're going to see some major advances in longevity science within the next 4 to 5 years. I think the first big breakthroughs are going to be in stem cell technology and then genomics. And then after that, I think we will solve the underlying reasons why we age.
You put up the explosive beginning of Calico, which is, of course, backed by Google, but they're not the only game in town. Now we have Human Longevity Incorporated, and we have some really big guns now backing it, including J. Craig Venter, who, of course, became famous for sequencing the human genome. So tell us what happens now when genetics and the human genome now enters this whole picture.
Well, everything that we know about the way we work, you know, is driven largely by our genes. So, you know, what kind of personality, even what kind of personality you have, but certainly, you know, what the likelihood of certain diseases are that you get, you know, your general health is driven largely by those genetics. Of course, how well you take care of your body is also a big issue. Stress is a big issue, all of those things. But even how you handle those things is driven to a large degree by your own personal genetics. So Craig Venter wanted to do and believed in, you know, from the beginning was that we need a huge database of the genome. We you know, whenever his personal genome was sequenced, that cost $3 billion. You can now sequence, you know, a human genome for $1,000. His goal was to get 1 million genome sequenced, and he wanted both what he calls phenotypic and genotypic information. In other words, you want to know everything about that person's personal life, and then you also want to find everything out about their genetics.
Okay, Chip, we have to take yet another short commercial break, but after that, we're going to continue a discussion of your new book, Immortality Incorporated. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. So, give us a call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science, and now we're talking about the big one. That is immortality. Is it possible that one day we'll have the fountain of youth? You know, once upon a time I did a BBC documentary where we took the so-called fountain of youth in an imaginary vial of liquid and interviewed many people on the street, young people, and asked them, would you take the fountain of youth? And much to our surprise, we were shocked. Every single person we asked said no. They would not drink the fountain of youth. It was unnatural. I mean, who wants to live forever? Population is going to explode. And for all those reasons, these young people said, nope, we're not going to take the fountain of youth. And then we went to an old age home, a nursing home, where people were in pain. And people realized that, yes, they are going to die. Yes, within a year, 2 years, their time is up. And then we asked them the same question. Would you take the fountain of youth? Well, I think you know the answer. Once you feel the pain of death right around the corner, you grasp for straws. Well, now we're talking about science. Science entering this whole picture. So, Chip, where we last left off, we were talking about Calico, the fact that Google is behind this. We have big guns like J. Craig Venter of the Human Genome Project backing this. But we also have lots of academics. At Harvard, there's a group pushing the sirtuin genes. We take, for example, red wine. There's a chemical in red wine, resveratrol, which in turn is triggered by a gene called the sirtuin gene, and some people think that gene may hold the fountain of youth. So what are your thoughts about the fact that we have not one, not two, but at least five or six very interesting ideas about where we may find the fountain of youth? What are your thoughts about this?
Well, I think that's absolutely true, and I think it's going to be happening faster and faster because a lot of that information is coming out of the Human Genome Project. I mean, and the incredible power that we have in computing now, and artificial intelligence, machine learning, and what that's doing is it's enabling science to get down to the molecular level and really see what's going on. And there is an enormous amount of complexity there, and there's a lot going on. And as we reveal these kind of unknown areas in biology, we're learning more. And it's almost, I mean, Craig Venter actually said to me, because it's almost getting overwhelming how much we're learning because we can't, you know, figure it out. That's why we need machine learning and algorithms to kind of try to solve these problems. But I think it's fascinating, and actually some of the work, the Sirtuin work, is related to some of the advances that Calico has made, you know, that understanding somehow that, you know, why we age, you know, from an evolutionary standpoint. That's what they're really getting at there, and that's also what Calico is getting at.
Okay, well, let me tell you what I personally think is going to happen, and then I'll have your thoughts too. In the future, I think that everybody is going to have their genes totally sequenced, billions and billions of genomes that can be fed into a computer. Artificial intelligence is good at pattern recognition, much better than the human eye. And so we then scan the genes of billions of old people, compare that to the genes of billions of young people, and subtract. And that will then isolate where damage takes place in our genes. Because ultimately, of course, it is genetic. And so by analyzing, using artificial intelligence, billions of genomes, we may be able to spot irregularities that we cannot see with the human eye, and therefore identify some of the genes that are involved with the aging process. But, well, that's my point of view. What are your thoughts about where all this is leading?
Well, I thought it's really interesting that you brought that particular thing up. You know, one of the things that Venture wants to do is get those million genomes sequenced, because then you'll have enough data, you know, where you can figure out what is really going on with the human genome in general and specifically. So I completely agree with what you're saying, and I think that is going to happen. Already, Venture's company had gotten past 50,000 sequenced integrated genomes. I think the other thing is, yes, one of the things that they did find both at Calico and at Human Longevity Inc. is that we understand that people that live unusually long basically live unusually long, not because they have special genes, but because they have fewer bad genes. There's a difference between living a good life up to 120, which seems to be the maximum length of time that humans can live, and living beyond that and learning how to completely change the picture so that you can live hundreds of years.
Okay, well, any thoughts? Any thoughts about this? I mean, some people, for example, talk about the social consequences. We're going to overrun the earth with all these old people. Other people are saying that, well, look at Japan. As nations develop, their population collapses. We're not having a population explosion in Japan. We're having a population implosion in Japan and eventually Europe as well. So what are your thoughts about the social implication of living forever?
Well, they're huge. They will absolutely capsize everything from religion to social relationships, economics. I mean, we are built, you know, to have societies where people die and move on. And when that stops, it's going to completely upend things. You know, one of the issues that I brought up is I'm not so sure that it's whether or not or how or why we deal with these problems.
Unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, our special guest is Immortality Incorporated by Chip Walter. He's a former CNN bureau chief, author, journalist, filmmaker, and the subtitle is Renegade Science, Silicon Valley Billions, and the Quest to Live Forever. Who wouldn't mind living forever? Think about that for a moment. And once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135 or drop me a line. Email address, you can reach me at mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and we have 3 million fans on Facebook.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.